जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityananda Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज प्रभुपाद की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, श्रीमद् भागवतम की, गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम अज्ञानत मिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे. नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोजय मुजरेत मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम्. सो विल बी हियरिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 to 16. on the subject matter, the marriage of Sukanya and Chyavana Muni. So you have already heard how King Sarjati went to the ashram of Chyavana Rishi, and his daughter Sukanya was there, and she saw something glowing inside a hole, and she pierced into it without knowing what it is. Then what happened, all of you know. I don't have to repeat that, because you have been hearing what are the consequences of that. So anyway, so then this Chyavana Rishi become very upset with that. So Sarjati king realized it is not good, so I have to please. So in order to please him, he is very old man, but King Sarjati decided to offer his daughter Sukanya, and very nicely she was serving to her old husband. Then it happened that Ashwini Kumaras, they came from heaven, but because they are Kabiraj doctors, they have no share of nectar. So this Yavana Muni said, I will allow you to share the nectar, and you in return you make me young, because my wife is not so happy. She was happy, she had no problem. But still he said that you make me young. So as a result, so that is what is written here. Chyavana Muni said, although you are ineligible to drink somarasa in sacrifice, somarasa, he is not qualified, because he is not a demigod, he is regarded as just a doctor. I promise to give you a full pot of it. Kindly arrange beauty and youth for me, because they are attractive to young women. The great physician, the Ashwini Kumaras, very gladly accepted Chyavana Muni's proposal. Thus they told the Brahman, just dive into this lake of successful life. So there is a lake, he can dive into it. One who baths in this lake has his desires fulfilled. So after saying this, Ashwini Kumaras, they cut hold of Chyavana Muni. The Chyavana Muni was so old, he was an old, diseased invalid with loose skin, white hair, and veins visible all over his body, and all three of them entered into the lake. Prabhupada in purport saying, Chyavana Muni was so old that he could not enter the lake alone. Thus the Ashwini Kumaras cut hold of his body, and three of them entered the lake. So thereafter, when they came out of the lake, three men with very beautiful bodily features emerged from the lake. They were nicely dressed and decorated with earrings and garlands of lotus flowers. All of them were of the same standard of beauty. So in this way, three of them went inside this lake, and they came out all very beautiful looks, very young. Then what happened? So we listen in today's verse that has been described. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। तान् निरीक्ष्य वरारोहा स्वरूपान् सूर्यवचर्ष, स्वरूपान् सूर्यवर्चस अजानति पतिं साध्वी, अश्विनौ शरणं जजौ। तान् निरीक्ष्य वरारोहा स्वरूपान् सूर्यवर्चस अजानति पतिं साध्वी, अश्विनौ शरणं जजौ। तान् निरीक्ष्य वरारोहा स्वरूपान् सूर्यवर्चस अजानति पतिं साध्वी, अश्विनौ शरणं जजौ।
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The chaste and very beautiful Sukanya could not distinguish her husband from the two Ashwini Kumaras, for they were equally beautiful, not understanding who her real husband was, she took shelter of the Ashwini Kumaras. purport. Sukanya could have selected any one of them as her husband. For one could not distinguish among them, but because she was chaste, she took shelter of Ashwini Kumaraj so that they could inform her who her actual husband was. A chaste woman will never accept any man other than her husband, even if there be someone equally as handsome and qualified. That is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this specific description informs us about the power of women. You see, according to Vedic rules, well, we may not like it, but women bodies as such, it has some qualifications, some disqualifications. For example, women cannot chant Veda, they can chant Omkar, or they cannot many things. The spiritual in this body, that body, are not supposed to do some specific things. For the men, they can go to Himalaya, they can do Ashtanga Yoga Sadhana, they can do Jnana, and their Muni receives many things we hear. But what is the greatness of woman? Endowed with that quality, that woman can be greater than the Muni Rishis also. To be in one woman's body, there could be so many disqualifications. Of course, in this age of Kali, women are most qualified and most fortunate. With Kali Yuga, Harinam has come, Bhakti has become very prominent. That is the reason Vyasadeva is glorifying. And the Kali Yuga, blessed Kali Yuga, Shudras are blessed and women are blessed. In this Kali Yuga, according to Vyasadeva, the three personalities are most blessed, no other ages. Especially this Kali Yuga, the women are blessed, Shudras are blessed, and this Kali Yuga is blessed. But in general sense, we know there are so many disadvantages. But one great advantage is the chastity for the woman, the chastity. So here we see how sincerely this Sukanya is serving to her husband. And she has a husband. Here the description of her husband, how he was an old man, diseased, invalid, with loose skin, white hair, veins visible over his body. So that was what he was. Under this Sukanya, just a young girl, she was like a granddaughter of this Chavana. Just imagine nowadays, some parents arrange for a girl a husband like this. What will be the reaction? What will be the consequence? Actually, in India, we curse somebody. Some girls, we curse, you will get an old husband. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, na, Nimai, when she used, the girls would come to do some puja, then he would come say, you worship me, otherwise you will have an old husband. And you will have seven co-wives.
Vaishnava. It's like a curse. And here this poor girl Sukanya, she got a husband like that. But what was her mood? What was her reaction? How she accepted it? Just imagine, she could reject it. Then what would happen? And she accepted it, and what happened? Big difference, big difference. See, there are things happens in ancient age which have been described in Puranas, which are very impractical for modern age, for people to practice. Unbelievable. Unbelievable practices, what to speak of ancient age, even for your childhood, what we have seen in India villages, the lifestyle, the woman's mood, the way the women they live in their house. As Prabhupada, in some previous purport, Prabhupada has mentioned, this is like slavery. In modern age, people will say it is slavery. It's torturing. It's abusing. But in fact, it was not like that. It was not like that. In Bengali class, I was describing day for yesterday. Though apparently it looks like abusing, but in real sense, this gives a great value to women. And I have seen the women were not taking the way they are being abused. It was like pride for them. They are so protected, so preserved, so much respected. So it is pride for them. I remember in ancient time, till today also in villages, the girl will never see the boy before her marriage. Whatever parents arrange, that's it. Whatever boy looks like, whatever his background, does not matter. And also in a ceremonial way, there is a specific, there is no question boy, the girl will see the boy before marriage. And after marriage also, there is specific muhurta, that time only girl can see boy's face and boy can see the girl's face. That becomes very auspicious. And these brides are so it's like if somebody marry, some boy marry in some village, some daughter-in-law comes to that village, she is regarded like a jewel of her village, no? Very preserved. And to keep them humble, so they have to cover their face. They can't walk on the street. They have to come by bullock cart. And they have to come bent, humble. And to make them humble, what they do in villages, when the newly married girls will enter her husband's house, she has to do alpana. You know alpana? They make drawings on the ground during festival times. They make drawings on the ground to decorate. So while coming out of the cart to the house, to make sure she comes bent, not like this, you know. They will make her to put alpana all the way from the cart to the house. There's so many systems. Whether you are a good girl or bad girl, whether a humble, innocent girl or naughty girl, so they have a test for that. Then how they will test? They'll put lot of pots
one after another lot of parts, no? 5-10 parts. So if the girl will take out slowly one after another, then she is a humble, innocent, nice girl. And when she is removing those parts, one fall down or make huge sound, something wrong with these girls. All kinds of things happens, it's all absurd for us to hear. What are all these things happening? But that time, it was very common. The girls were not feeling tortured. The girls cannot show their face to any elderly people of that family. Especially to the elder brother of your husband, you can't show your face. What to speak of showing your face? Suppose your husband's elder brother name is Vasudeva. So this lady for whole life, she cannot pronounce Vasudeva. It's disrespect. Because her husband's elder brother was Vasudeva. You can't say Vasudeva. And most interestingly, what to speak of Vasudeva, you can't say anything. Any word starts from Ba, that you can't pronounce also. Like brinjal, they call bygone. You can say bygone. It is, you can't comprehend things like that. But that was what happening. I have seen my mother, grandmothers, they were living life like that. Very common, very simple. If her husband's elder brother name is Hari, what to speak of Hari, he can't say Harad. Harad Dal, Harad Dal. He can't say Harad, like Narad Dal. So life was like that. But they are feeling proud, respected. Only juniors can see your face. No senior can see your face. In village, for years villagers cannot see the faces. All elderly people, there's a specific day, the elderly people will come after marriage of this girl. Then all the ladies will be sitting surrounding her. This girl will be sitting covering her head with the veil, okay? Then all the ladies, some senior person comes, senior elderly respected person will come. Then she will offer obeisances. And then they'll open her veil so that senior person can see and bless her. The senior person can see her, but she can't see the senior person. She has to close her eyes, no, like this. And they'll give blessings, then they'll give some donation also to this girl. It's so respected, no. So that lifestyle, that was the lifestyle, not in ancient ages. 50 years, 60 years before. And as the people think, oh, this torturing, this slavering, but I am not found like that. This is like common. They are very proud of this, celebrating. They are very proud. Nowadays, the ladies, there's revolution, woman power. Let us utilize the woman powers. Now they think, women have so much power. We are not, the world is not utilizing women properly. We are losing the energies. We are losing the energy. Women should become pilot. They should become fighters. No, they should go to Himalaya for fighting. The women powers. I have seen in aeroplane, these air hosts, you know, the girl air hosts, they put a badge on the shoulder. The girl's power. No, the girl's power. So all the women are on the street now. The house is empty to take care of the children. No? But nobody thinks about that. Women are, they think women are tortured. Oh, why put them down? It's not like that. They are the great. Out of love and affection, they may be apparently looks like they have put down. The women, they consider themselves, we are lower than the men. They consider themselves naturally, but out of affection. For example, I'll tell you. Once in our village, there is a rumor or fact, I don't know, that brinjal has some insects. So people eating brinjals, they will all die. Anybody eating brinjal, people are dying, going to hospital. Nobody can eat brinjals. Okay, I was a small boy that time. I remember still. So, but due course of time, people started eating brinjals. Brinjal, you know, Bengal eggplant, eggplant. So one day, my mother, my sister-in-law, I saw three of them, they're eating brinjal, eggplant. Then I said, I'll eat brinjal also. I'll eat this eggplant. They said, no, you don't, I will not give you. I said, why not, you know, father don't give me. They said, we are ladies, if we die, okay. But you are the son of our family, you should not die. You understand? You should not die. Just see the relationship, just see the feelings. It is not putting them down. It's love and affection, the caring mood. As people are thinking nowadays, ladies are put and down nowadays, nobody believes anybody, husband, wife, they don't believe each other. When I go to America, I get some donation on the checkbook, husband name and wife name, both name has to be there. Every account we open, both name has to be there. Husband doesn't believe wife doesn't believe husbands. But ancient time it was not like that. Husband will only collect money. Husband has no authority to spending money. All spending money wife will do. Yes. They are the old grandmom. Grandmom has the key of everything. Till the old lady, the whole family listens to the grandmom. Just like that. That is the woman power. That is the controlling power. Women have their way how to control. If you put a woman on the man's position, thinking she will control better, passing that way, she will be exploited better. She will be more exploited. All these human men, they are getting together. Oh, we want to bring women's more, we want to raise them higher. But inside purposes, we want to exploit them. Prabhupada saying these things. In this way, don't exploit. So that is not the proper culture. So there is a hidden secret. Chastity, the great wealth of human, is not only great wealth of woman, is not only great wealth of woman. So that is the quality by which the whole cosmic manifestation sustains upon on this chastity. Chastity is so powerful. Here you see, the old man, still a young girl, she married, okay, that's it. Doesn't matter what happens. And we have seen also, after marriage, husband, wife, they fight like anything. I've seen in our village, I've seen in my family also. My father, mother also argue. My sister, brother argue. Always so much disturbances. But still, they live together. But nowadays, Prabhupada saying in previous verses, nowadays, little bit misunderstanding, okay, divorce. So there is no policy in Vedic culture as divorce. No, we have never heard this. Not in India, even if America devotees also say, the divorce was not there before. Senior devotees, they say, it is not there before. So influence of Kali Yuga. So one has to understand, for the woman's, the power of chastity is so important. Women's, they want to become very educated, big officers, big businessmen, so many things. But each and every woman, they want to become controller. The best degree they should get, if they want to become real controller, the best degree they should get MSc. You know MSc? BA, BSc, MA, MSc, MCOM, you know? What is that? MSc? There is one meaning of Master of Science. There is another meaning also. One parent, one disciple of a
Srila Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, that daughter, she passed in some, she got a very good job, or she passed a very good examination, okay? They brought that girl to Maharaj. Maharaj, our daughter, you know, big designation, big, she passed something big. Then Mahabharat became very grave. Said, yes, that is okay, you passed very, you got a big degree. But in my opinion, every woman at least should get MSc degree. MSc. So they did not understand why I should get MSc. I have already got much more better degree than MSc. Then Maharaj said, MSc means master in chapati and making sabji. That is MSc. For ladies, the best qualification is to become master in making sabji and chapati. That is very interesting. That is the best way. You can control your husband. You can really control your husband. I tell all the young girls, that better you learn from your mother. No. How to cook nicely. Then the whole family will be under your control. So there are specific qualities that ladies should be endowed with to be great in their life. But nowadays, some or other, unfortunately, our whole attention has been diverted. It's called Nari Sullava. Nari Sullava Gun means, I don't know what Nari Sullava can be in English, but there are some specific things the ladies should be endowed with. I was telling also in Bengali class, chastity, of course, in regards to chastity, the Shastra says, chastity is not ordinary things. Who can be real chaste lady, you know? Only somebody has the quality or kind of expansion of Lakshmi Devi. She can be real chaste lady. All others can be chaste lady, but their chastity is because of their fear of social status. So many other, because of other reasons, Purana says that Vrinda Devi, she is describing to Jalandhar, when Vrinda was doing tapasya to get a good husband, then Jalandhar came, oh, what are you doing this lonely forest? I want to marry you. Then Vrinda Tulasi described, you want to marry me? You know who I am? You are a very beautiful lady. Then Vrindadevi gave a big list how the women's, oh, how dangerous these women's are. Big list. I don't apply that, but she being humble, she's saying, you know, I'm a lady. And we all ladies, women's are, we are endowed with all these dangerous qualities. Knowing in spite of all this, still you want to accept me as your wife? You know, there is nobody chaste lady. She's giving. Then Jalandhar said, no, that is okay, that is quality of all other ladies, but you are a special lady. No, I will accept you. Of course, Vrinda Tulasi is of course a special lady. So the point is, she's chaste. But what Jalandhar, Shankarachudra was a demon. She was a demon, harassing all the demigods, perturbing and so much tribulation, so much problems creating. Demigods could not do anything to him. Then finally Lord Shiva came to fight and kill Jalandhar. Jalandhar, Shankarachudra. Bengal they say Shankarachudra, Odisha they call Jalandhar. And big fight, Jalandhar and Lord Shiva. And Shiva intend to kill Jalandhar. And Tulasi said, you cannot kill my husband. I'm a chaste lady. You can't kill my husband. He's a demon. He's a demon. But chastity power. Then see, this I saw in TV, in video.
Then Lord Shiva throwing his tridents towards Jalandhara. And Brinda Tulasi, all chaste ladies, they wear bangles, no? They wear bangles, that the chastity. Is the vermilion powder under this? If you see some lady has vermilion on her forehead and she has bangles of shankha made of kangsal, you have to be very, very careful. If somebody is not married, you can play around a little bit with them. If someone has vermilion, you have to be very, very careful. How, in which way you see them, in which way you behave them, in which way you talk to them. Because if some married lady, you behave them badly, you speak them harshly, you blaspheme them, all your good quality will be finished. All Sri will be depleted, all Sri. So one is very, very careful. So she was wearing this bangle and Lord Shiva throwing the trident and she does not want her husband to die. All she did, she took out the bangle, threw this bangle. The bangle flew and stuck to the trident of Lord Shiva. The trident could not move an inch, got stuck there. So how this demon will die? Big problem, Lord Shiva could not kill. Somehow or other, we have to break her, destroy her chastity. All demigods went to Lord Vishnu, please do something. Lord Shiva cannot defeat also. Why? Because she is chaste lady. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, I have to do something to break her chastity. So that we can kill this demon. Then Lord Vishnu, he took the form of this demon, Jalandhar. Okay. Then he went and met Brinda or Tulasi. He came back surely. He is not her husband. Vishnu in the form of Jalandhar. You went to war, you came back surely? Yes, yes, I came back then. She thought he is her husband. Then Lord Vishnu united with Brinda. So in this way her chastity broke. In reality her chastity did not break. Because she is originally the wife of Lord Vishnu. But externally when his chastity break, then Jalandhar died. Power of chastity. Jalandhar died. Then when Brinda came to know, this Tulasi came to know, she's not my husband. Your Vishnu cheated me. So she cursed. What she cursed? You become stone. So Vishnu became a stone, Shaligram Shila. Okay. Then she became Tulasi. So every day, we offer Tulasi to Shaligram, the best worship of Tali. So like this, in Vedic literatures, there's so much descriptions that gives us a, even if nowadays it is impractical to follow, that gives us a general idea. What is ideal? General idea, that is what is ideal. The husband-wife relationship is so pure, so elevated, so exalted. I was telling that day, the ladies or the girls are so elevated. In India, the girls are considered as, what is that? Jewel. Kanya Ratna, Kanya Ratna, Kanya means the daughter, daughter is like jewel, Ratna. And when the daughter will marry, that is called Griha Lakshmi, she is the Lakshmi of the house. And you are not observing, but if you observe, we have observed one family running in one way, and after marriage, the whole family status changes. That depends upon that girl. Who, the girl comes to that family, that girl changes the future of the whole family. It's like that. So important.
the girl's, the woman's role is so important in Vedic civilization. It is like that. So that was their pride. No, the last one story I will tell you before I finish my lecture. I told in the Bengali class also, I heard it for 30 years before on Gaudiya Math Maharaj in Brooklyn Temple. He told this story for chastity. He was telling that. There is one woman, she had an old husband, not only old, he had leprosy, okay? He had leprosy, all pus coming, blood coming. He can't walk. And this lady is so surrendered to such a husband, serving nicely, intensely, so obedient. Just imagine one day. But this, the husband was not happy. She was always feeling morose, always feeling morose. One day this lady asked to her husband, I am serving you so nicely. Why you look so sad? Why you don't look happy? Then husband said, I feel very shy. I can't dare to tell you. You are serving me so nicely. You are so obedient wife. But I cannot tell you. No, please tell me. Whatever you want, I'll fulfill your desire. Then husband said, I have a great desire to associate with some prostitute. Just imagine. This wife serving so nicely, your leprosy, old man, and this man want to associate with a prostitute. And when he said, I want to associate with a prostitute, what the lady's reaction was, oh, that's all, no problem. I will arrange for you. You should have told me. I don't want you to see unhappy. Whatever you want to be happy, I will arrange, please. But they are poor people. Prostitute means you have to pay a lot of money. They have no money. What to do? The lady thinking, what to do? Why? The lady went to the prostitute house night time, and every night she would go and clean the house very nicely. Utensils, courtyards, everything. Then prostitute, so who is this lady? Who is coming to my house and cleaning everything so nicely? One night she did not sleep to see who is this person. She remained awakened, and midnight she saw this lady came and cleaning all utensils and courtyards. Then this prostitute got hold of her. Hey, who are you? Why are you doing like this? The lady explained everything. I have a husband like this, leprosy disease. But he wants to associate with some prostitute, but I have no money. So I am serving you to please you. Then prostitute said, oh, no problem, please bring. Previous ages, the prostitutes were also very pious ladies. Yes. That's why in Hindu culture, they do some puja. They bring the soil mud from the prostitute house to use it for puja purpose also. Prostitutes are very elevated. They have changed the life of others, just like Billa Mangal. His life changed. Of course, the prostitute previous life has special personality. But there are very aristocratic prostitutes also there. No. Prostitutes are very elevated, really. Then she said, okay, no problem. You bring your husband, I'll fulfill his desire. No, because you have served me so nicely, I'll fulfill his desire. Please bring him. Then that lady brought husband, and she had to carry because he can't walk. So the husband came, and the prostitute had prepared something to eat. So you have to first eat in my house. So she had made some chickpea. Soaked or boiled chickpea, and she had put in one iron pot, one clay pot, iron pot, brass pot, silver pot, and golden pot, 5-7 pots. Every pot had chickpea. Then she asked this leprosy person, so before you associate with me, you have to eat something. Please eat. So 5-7 pots. He is a Brahman. So immediately he picked up chickpea from the golden pot and started to eat. So after finishing the eating, the prostitute said, "Do you understand one thing? You see, every pot has a chickpea. Pot may be different, but food is the same. Same food. You know, clay pot, silver pot, iron pot. But because you are Brahman, you choose golden pot. And you know, your wife is like this golden pot. And I am this iron clay pot. So you have come to associate with me. But your nature is golden pot and your wife is golden pot. Still you want to associate with me?" In one moment, that person's mood changed. He said, "No, take me back to the house." Then wife again carrying, that leprosy person carrying. Night time, dark night, going through the forest. So there was one rishi. He was doing tapasya. I'm getting late. Another 2-3 minutes, be patient. There's one rishi, he was doing tapasya. And this lady carrying her husband by hand, and his leg was hanging. And dark, she could not see. When she was walking, her husband's leg touched the head of this rishi. Rishi could not see, but rishi doing tapasya. Tapasya broke, he realized somebody kicked me on my head. So he cursed, "Whoever kicked me on my head, as soon as sun will rise, this person will die. This person will die." This lady heard that. "My husband will die." The chaste ladies, they never want to her husband to die. They always like to die before her husband. There's a big ceremony also. If some lady will die before husband die, they're glorified like anything. The whole big procession they do for them, in village areas. No, it is like that. So this lady said, "No." Told Rishi, "See, I didn't know, it's dark, it's my husband. I don't want to see my husband die in front of me. You please take back your words. You said, as soon as sun will rise, my husband will die. No, I don't want my husband to die in front of me." Rishi said, "What can I do? I can't help it. Because it's only my words has come from my mouth. That will happen." Then lady said, "No, I will not let that happen. If you have your power of austerity, you are a great rishi, you have your power of austerity, I have my power of chastity. I will show you your power of austerity is great or my power of chastity is great." So she sat down there and she said, "If I am really chaste lady, because this rishi said, as soon as sun will rise, your husband will die. And she said, if I am a real chaste lady, sun will not rise and my husband will not die." I heard that, and then I heard yesterday, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, the story also there, it is there. You can read that. The lady said, Antalila somewhere. The lady said, "If I am a real chaste lady, that the sun will not move from his place." So that happened. So she was such a powerful lady, the sun moving, sun could not move from on his orbit, got stuck there. So night was long night, no morning. Sun not rising, sun rising, the whole universe in big trouble. All the rishis waiting to do their Gayatris. No sun not rising, what will happen? They can't take bath, all the demigods, every big problem, what to do? So they all have to go to Vishnu. "Please come, do something." It's big competition between the austerity of rishi and chastity of this lady. This chastity of lady is more powerful than the austerity of this rishis. So who are the great, the ladies or rishis? So why ladies should feel that we are not so important? Ladies are more important, most powerful than the big muni rishis. More respected. Lord Vishnu had to come. Lord, now Vishnu is in big trouble. What to do? Rishi has told he has to die.
The lady said, no, no, my husband will not die. Then Vishnu pacified the lady, let your husband die. Because he is a great rishi, I can't, no, I have to follow. So after the result, husband died. Then Bhagavan said, okay, after he died, again I will bring him back to life. Then he died, then again he was brought back to life. So these are the interesting things. The Purana, so many interesting things. In village areas, the life is controlled with story from the Puranas. The personal life, the family life, the social life, the justice. If somebody does something wrong, they will go to the Purana. What punishment will get? How much good, how much bad? But now of days, of course, influence of Kali not happening. It's not practical. We don't have to discuss what is happening in nowadays in our society. We are all degraded, we are all fallen. That's why our only shelter is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki.